Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, everyone. Happy Tuesday, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I'm JC, and I'm the redhead half of the podcast.
I'm Chelsea, and I'm the brunette half of the podcast.
We had a fun day today. Mm-hmm. We had a pool day today. And you know what's really unfortunate, Chelsea?
What?
I came home, I wore our What We Said Girls Club merch.
Yeah.
Can't find it anywhere. I think I left it at the freaking pool.
Oh, really? Like under the towels?
Yes.
Probably. Shiz.
So I need to call them or something. But we went to Pelican Hill, which is just like a really pretty resort.
It was gorgeous.
And we had a pool day with some friends to celebrate Chelsea's birthday. And it was top tier living.
Yeah.
It was vacation living. We ordered food. We ordered drinks. We went into the pool. The pool was like bath water. It was so nice. It was heated.
Ugh.
And got a little sunburn. My scalp is purple and literally flaking off, but that's
seriously.
And yeah, it was really fun. I'm glad we could go.
It was a very fun time. Thank you for putting it together.
Of course.
It was a nice, relaxing day. Beautiful view, beautiful weather.
Yeah, the weather really showed up and showed out for your birthday.
Exactly.
It was perfect outside.
I had such an eventful weekend. Like, it was the BTS concert, then the next day was our anniversary, and then the next day was Easter, and then the next day was my birthday. And
wow.
I was saying, and the next day was, no. The day of my birthday was like also people don't have school or work, like the Monday after Easter usually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dang, I wish that would have happened when I was in school. That never happened. Like that my birthday fell on that day of no school. You know how like iconic that would be when you're little? You're like, there's no, like when your birthday's on a Saturday or something.
Oh, yes.
If my birthday landed on the Monday right out of school. But no, it's never been on Easter either, unfortunately. I looked it up and it never will be in my lifetime.
Really?
Yeah. It's like every day besides my birthday.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, tell us all about the BTS concert. Give us
guys,
the tea.
Like literally, I wanted to talk about it on the podcast as soon as I got home because I was just like, I have so much to say. And before anybody's like, oh, that's too much of a niche thing. They are literally the biggest band in the world. So this is not niche, you know. BTS is the biggest band in the entire world. So they did a four concert, two-week residency in Las Vegas. But they ruled Vegas. Like everything was purple in Vegas because that's their color. They had like seven different pop-ups throughout the city, like on the strip, of like places to get their favorite food, like merch. They ruled Vegas pretty much. So shout out to my sister because she is the one who got me into BTS in the first place. And we tried to go in LA, but I was too pregnant and we were so sad that we missed the LA one because we would see all these concert clips. So anyways, we got tickets. And we were actually not in the like top nosebleeds. We were in the middle. So we could still see them, but we couldn't see their faces.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, truly, it sounds so cheesy, but I left feeling like my life was changed. Like I left feeling so inspired, so happy, so like these are my takeaways. I just want to talk about takeaways because the concert itself was amazing. They're performers. They sing, they dance. They're just everything, like, of the sort, truly. In the words of the Morning Toast girls, they were phenomenal live. But what I really, the takeaways that I had were, first of all, it literally just made me feel so happy. And they don't know English, so they would talk a little bit, but it was like rehearsed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, this is what you say. Like, they each said one line, and you can tell that they like had to memorize their line pretty mm-hmm. much. But then at the end, they gave like a little speech about, you know, they each talked for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically just like, we spend all, like, we work so hard. We're like stuck in our hotel room most of the day while we're here. But these 2 hours that we're on stage are worth it, like, to be here with you guys in this moment. And it just made me feel like, oh my gosh. First of all, it inspired me to just work hard because they were just so in shape, first of all, which sounds dumb, but like, they were just dancing. They work so hard. They have this amazing performance and they're just like sweating, exhausted. And I'm like, they make me for some reason just want to work so hard.
And you just know that doesn't come easy. Like, all, exactly. You know, learning all of that. And yeah.
Yeah. Putting on that performance, like, they dance the entire time,
mm-hmm.
like crazy choreography. And I was like, also, the way they're moving around makes me realize I'm in the prime of my life right now. Like, I need to just enjoy it, be easy on myself, and like, be kinder to myself and just literally be in the moment. And it also reminded me, sometimes with self-help stuff, it's like, sometimes you need people to tell you specific advice, but sometimes the best way to be inspired and motivated is to just have fun and to just be doing things that you love, like almost like simple things, like being at a concert, listening to music, dancing around, like just being in the moment, doing fun things. Those are almost like better things. Like, no one's telling you specifically, like, you should be doing this. It's just like, you feel inspired because you're having fun, because you're like, head is clear. You're just, I don't know. So I was just like, I got the hype before. I get it even more now, why people are so obsessed with them. And like, so many people are like, you know, you saved my life. Like, they're holding up posters. I've seen like TikTok girls like that went to the concert that are just like, they brought me so much happiness in my life. And I just feel like if you can be, like, it just made me want to be that for other people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you could just be that for other people, just make them feel good. They didn't tell us anything. They didn't tell us to do anything, but they just were like living their best life, working hard, happy in the moment.
Yeah, and it's like so inspiring.
Yeah. It's like an example. And I don't know. I just left and I was just like, that was life changing. And I felt like everyone kind of felt the same because everyone was commenting like, your life will be changed after you go to a concert.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And I need to like literally be their groupie and follow them around because it was just like the happiest like feeling.
You know what makes me feel similar to that in a like much smaller capacity? I'm mm-hmm. being dead serious. Is watching the Suns games. I always tell Liz.
Yes, it's that very similar.
After I watch a Suns game, I'm so inspired and motivated. Yeah. I want to work hard. I want to do hard things. I want to like have fun and live the life I dream of. Mm-hmm. Every time
like,
I watch,
do your best.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Like something about, I always think that even when I like want to skip a workout, I'm like, would they skip a workout?
Yeah.
No. Like they're on it. Granted, they're getting paid millions of dollars to do that. And they have a private chef and a personal mm-hmm. trainer. But you know what I'm saying? It gives me so much inspiration for some reason.
It's so true. It really was just a good reminder. And also, this is not necessarily related to BTS, but on that thought, I was talking to Nick the next day about it. And I was just like, it was so good. Like, I can't believe how much I've been to many concerts. And I really, truly feel like that one was a little bit different. Like, mm-hmm. just the vibe of it was just so good. And also, I think because they don't speak the same language, it kind of showed you like it's not about necessarily the words. It's about like the feeling.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like kind of what I was talking about last week, like working out and feeling discouraged and stuff like that. Someone commented something I posted about it on TikTok. And I can't remember the exact comment, but it was something along the lines of, I look back at photos of myself postpartum and I wish I would have been easier on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this feeling of just like almost shame that I've been so hard on myself mm-hmm. where I'm like, it's so true. Like whenever I look back, even I'll look back on photos of me like a week after birth when I was being like so hard on myself. Like, oh, I just need to, you know, I can't wait to be in shape again or whatever. And I'm like, I don't even look that bad. Like,
yeah.
I need to be nicer to myself because otherwise I will waste my life wishing I was something else in
Definitely.
The moment. When it's just like, you can work hard and then also just be nice to yourself as the day and just accept like it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So that was pretty much, I had a great birthday. I had a great anniversary. It was a fun weekend.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Did you have any FOMO from not being at Coachella?
No, because I was at BTS, honestly.
Yeah.
Did you?
I feel like I had FOMO creeping in a little bit, just because it was like my whole For You page was, you know, filled with festival stuff. But when I really thought about it, I didn't. I was thinking, actually, that it made me happy to realize that I actually was enjoying the festival content just because I think it's like fun to see people's outfits and like and stuff. And it made me happy because I realized that I was truly feeling happy with what I was doing. And I was just in Arizona for like visiting my family. I don't know. It made me happy that I wasn't like, oh, I wish I was there.
Yeah, exactly. I was kind like of getting FOMO.
Yeah, I was just like, oh my gosh, they look so cute. Like certain people that I follow, I was like, I love their outfits. They're killing it. And I was like so happy for them having fun. But I wasn't like, I wish I was there.
Yes, exactly.
So I enjoy. I think festival content is fun. I know people get annoyed with it. They're like, stop posting about Coachella. But I'm like, honestly, I think it's fun. Maybe after week two, I'll be like, all right, I'm good now. But
yeah,
I just I like seeing what people wear and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, there's this whole thing about how I saw a TikTok actually about it was footage from 10 years ago at Coachella, I think it was. And it's insane how much it's changed, just
really?
Style wise and influencer. You know, it wasn't really an influence. It's still
an influencer
not
gathering.
It's still not primarily an influencer gathering. There are tons of just people who don't do social media that go just because it's an amazing concert and they love music, you know? But I think we see now like that it's almost like a competition to see who has the best outfits and like who can get invited to all this and stuff with influencers. So it's like really changed, you know, the way that it works. But I wanted to ask you that because Chelsea and I went the last time there was Coachella before
this. I can't believe
that
was the last time it was a thing.
2019.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. Like it was pretty much just you and I. Kristen joined us. Like we were with Kristen for one of the days. It was really fun. I was thinking it would be fun to go with a group of friends, like a group of six girls. Not that it wasn't so fun just with us, but I was thinking if we did have, you know, six girlfriends who just wanted to do fun outfits and go for a day, I think it'd be fun. No FOMO over here.
I know. It was fun to see people's like concert. Like sometimes even I didn't post that many like concert videos because me and Abby were like, I don't think people really care. But then also, after I went to the concert, I was literally looking on TikTok for more like of their other concerts because it's just fun to see. And then when I was watching people's stories of the concert of like, you know, they were close up to Billie Eilish or, you know, Harry Styles or something. I'm like, I love that content.
Yeah,
I do. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird, but I like seeing like the concert content. Maybe not like the whole 20 minutes.
Yeah, but
a couple slides. It's fun to see.
A clip here or there. Yeah, I think only if you're close,
to
be honest. Yeah. Honestly, if you're not close, we don't need to see it.
Exactly.
We don't need to see the view from the nosebleeds.
Exactly.
We need to catch a vibe. If you're front row at Justin Bieber, we'd love to see.
Oh, I know. Me and Abby after that. Because again, we were like, we couldn't see their faces. We were like almost annoyingly just far away from them. Where we were like, if we were a little bit closer, we would have seen their face. So we were like, we need to literally be on the list to get front row seats because that would be an unreal experience.
That would be unreal.
Yeah. And if you guys are wondering who my bias is, it was V, but I was bias wrecked.
I don't know what that means, Chelsea.
Your bias is like, who's your favorite?
Okay.
So the guy's name is V or Tay. He's so handsome. He's unbelievably handsome. And there's one person who everyone's like, he'll wreck your bias.
I'm
screaming. Once you go to the character, once you go to the concert, because he's because his energy and he's such a good dancer. And I need to show you his dancing because you will appreciate his dancing. He was from where we were, like so high, you could see him, like the way he was moving was out of this world. I'm like,
really?
You, sir. And his energy is so positive. I'm just like, oh my gosh, you are literally sunshine.
Is that a term that uses bias wreck?
Yeah, like wreck your bias.
I'm done. That's so funny.
I know.
Well,
and
I love
so,
that.
Oh, sorry. One more thing.
Okay.
Abby had like her bias is his name is Suga.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what his real name is actually. I think it's like I just don't want to like mispronounce it, but she was like, I just think like he's not everybody's bias. And we were at the concert and like when their faces came up on the big screen, you know, everyone cheers for them and everyone cheered the loudest for him. And Abby was kind of like looking around like she's like, why am I like protective? Like, wait, no, that's my bias. Like you guys can't like him. That's my favorite. And I'm like, no, I feel that.
That's so funny. Is V like mostly the fave?
I mean, he's probably the second most.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to say something on request of Leif.
Okay.
He said it's not, it doesn't have to do with BTS or anything. It's completely random.
Okay.
I have an update from last week, ladies. And I spoke too poorly of my husband and he chastised me.
Wait, what did you say?
I'm kidding.
He chastised
he doesn't even listen. He doesn't, we know this. He doesn't support the podcast.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Has to do another update next week.
Yeah, no, he just doesn't listen to the episodes like always on time or, you know.
Yeah.
But I told him, I was like, I have to admit, I did trash talk you on the podcast. He's like, great. What did you say? And I said, you have no respect for my personal. Like,
oh, in the mornings.
Yeah, in the mornings. Yeah. You wake me up. You're so loud, shutting the doors. You're not getting the vibe. And he's like, JC, don't say that kind of stuff on the podcast. He's like, you know that I am not that type of person that's not self-aware. Like, I'm very aware of my surroundings and of other people and stuff. I was like, no, I know you are. That's why I was confused. I said, that's why I said on the podcast, I need to ask him if he knows that he's doing that. And so I asked him and he said, no, our doors and everything in this house is super creaky and super loud. Like, he's like, I'll try to be quiet, but the door's just like as I'm shutting it. He's like, I'm not overly loud. Like, when I'm brushing my teeth, like he said he was doing things quietly. So I'm sorry to Leif.
An apology video.
Yeah. But I did need to clear the air.
Nice.
Anyway, should we get, by the way.
I'm like, I stand by what I said. Nick is rude. Just kidding. I don't even know what I already said. But he also doesn't listen to the podcast, so he'll never know.
That's the best part. That's the best part about your friends and family not supporting you.
They'll never know.
They'll never know the crap you say about them behind their back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. People don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. And let's not forget about doom scrolling, sleeping too little, sleeping too much, undereating, and overeating. I think every human on the planet can relate to being stressed, whether that's right now in your life, you know. You can even just have a stressful moment in a day that's kind of snowballs, or it can be a stressful week, a stressful month. Like, we just have everyday stressors, you know, whether it's like financial stress, family situations, stuff with your partner, work, anything like that. It shows up in all kinds of ways. And in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, here is your reminder to take care of yourself, do less, and maybe try some therapy. I think it's awesome to just be able to talk things out with someone, especially someone who's unbiased, you know, and not a close family friend and who's also licensed to do so and to actually give you, you know, advice or tips or hear you out. And sometimes I even just feel better like venting or like talking about a situation, kind of after I get all my thoughts and feelings out. I'm like, okay, now I can kind of move forward.
Therapy has helped me so, so, so incredibly much get through a lot of stuff in my life and to a lot of people that I'm close with in my life as well. It's like I only hear good things about therapy. So BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, so you can give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and What We Said listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. That's BetterHelp.com/whatwesaid. BetterHelp.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
Let's talk about saving money, okay? And especially in today's economy, it's important to save money where you can. If you've got a small business, inflation is not doing you any favors right now, and it is harder than ever to stay profitable, which is awesome.
love that for us.
If you're looking for a way to cut costs, mailing and shipping is a great place to start. Simply use stamps.com to mail and ship and get access to exclusive discounts and great rates on shipping from USPS and UPS. It's an easy way to keep more money in your pocket. Stamps.com saves you time, money, and stress. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. They give you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer, and you get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. If you do have a small business where you're like mailing items that you make or that you resell or whatever, shipping can be a freaking pain, and it, again, can be hard to stay profitable. Like, that can be a thing that deters you from making more money because it costs a lot of money sometimes to ship stuff. So we love stamps.com for this reason.
Whether you're an office sending invoices, if you're an Etsy shop sending your products, or a warehouse shipping out truckloads of orders, Stamps.com is the mailing and shipping solution for you. All you need is your regular computer and printer, no special supplies or equipment, and you'll be up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any package anywhere you want to send. Start mailing and shipping with Stamps.com and get more money in your pocket every day. Sign up with the promo code What We Said for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code What We Said. Go check it out.
Today's episode.
Oh, I forgot what we're doing.
We are doing accidental texts. Oh, I'm so excited for this one. I love these. They make you cringe so hard.
I know. It makes you really, you don't even know how much this podcast has scarred me from this. Like, I triple check the names when I text people, even normal things.
I quadruple check.
Yeah. I'm like, am I reading this wrong? Is my brain tricking me?
You know what else I do if I'm ever talking shiz? My phone is across the room.
I stare at my phone.
I stare at it. I'm like, that microphone is not going off.
No. I know. It's so bad.
It's terrifying.
Because you guys scarred us.
Yeah, these stories have forever scarred in my brain.
I know.
By the way, we posted on the Instagram, what we said Instagram, we're like, okay, guys, shorter than an hour or longer than an hour? Mm-hmm. Like, what's your favorite? I'm not joking.
I'm stunned.
Here's the thing. That wasn't meant to be like a pick me thing where it's like
what do you guys like our podcast or what?
Yeah. It wasn't meant to be that way, but I was stunned. I texted Chelsea. I'm like, wait, I'm shocked at the results. Like, everyone said longer than an hour. And the reason I'm surprised is because I just thought some people would like, I don't know, if they had like a 40-minute commute or if, I don't know, I just thought some people would be like, oh, I honestly prefer more bite-sized. I don't think I read one comment. Everyone was like, 5 hours,
I know.
3 hours. I'm like, I'm very, I'm very honored. Receive.
I know.
But I was like super surprised by that, for real.
I know, it is an honor.
So thank you guys.
But we still are aiming for 45 minutes.
I'm feeling the sunburn kick in.
I know. I keep touching my face.
Yeah. We're not going to necessarily always have our episodes over an hour. I'm not promising that.
The pressure off.
Yeah. But it makes me not feel like we need to wrap up super fast. Because if we're at like 55 minutes and we're just on a roll, I feel the need to stop talking. And now I think we can just maybe keep chatting.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Still haven't recovered yet. I texted, I'm here, to my ex instead of my brother, LOL. They have the same first name. And it made it worse that he responded, I forgot my iPad. As I'm reading this tiny itsy bitsy text, I'm like, I forgot my iPad. I'm stupid. Okay, sorry. Let me start that sentence over. Oh, it's one sentence.
Wait, she texted her what?
Okay. I texted, I'm here, to my ex instead of my brother, LOL. They have the same first name. And it made it worse that he responded before I realized. And he said, you know the code. I'm in the bedroom.
No.
We had just broken up that week. Honestly, kind of a power move. You're like, oh, sorry, I meant to send that to my brother. And he's just like,
oh, I meant to send that to someone else.
Sorry, I've been talking to someone else.
Yeah.
And I'm at his house.
You know the code. I'm in the bedroom.
With the smirk face.
Oh.
Bye.
That's bad. OMG. One day I was sitting next to my sister's boyfriend and his breath smelled so bad.
Oh, no.
I texted her about it, but instead of texting her about it, I sent it to him. I died. So embarrassing.
Sister's boyfriend?
Her sister's boyfriend. She texted him and said his breath stinks.
Oh, shit. That is bad, bad, bad. Triple text or triple check.
Can you imagine
you
your heart just sinking into your butt?
No.
Like, you're just done.
No, it's.
I would run out of the room.
Okay, one time I was Snapchatting this boy that I had a crush on. I sent him a picture of the bathtub filling up.
Well, I already know where this one's going. I already know exactly what's happening here.
I sent him a picture of the bathtub filling up with water because I was about to get in the bath. In the photo, he noticed there was a small reflection on a bottle of soap and saw me sitting on the toilet naked. He proceeded to screenshot the picture and make a sticker out of it and then send it to me. I was mortified. Not sitting on the toilet naked. There's nothing
and
worse.
And it probably distorts you too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You know that it was like so distorted as well. there's nothing worse than like being naked and not aware that you're being seen naked because you're just like standing.
You're not in a cute position.
No, it's one thing if you're like, I'm not encouraging this at all. Mostly because
The internet
don't
is,
trust the internet.
Yes.
I'm not saying like I'm not trying
to
shame you.
We don't trust even iCloud. Okay?
Yeah. Don't trust it. Like hackers can hack. Okay. I'm talking like if you're sending a nude or something and you're trying to be sexy and you're naked, when you're just caught off guard and you're naked.
Immediately no.
Horrifying.
Naked and afraid.
I can tell you this because I've seen my labor photos, ladies and gentlemen. And those will not be going anywhere. I can tell you that much.
When my husband and I were planning a trip, I made a Google Doc with an itinerary and added in sexy time on the timeline for the day. When he saw it, he took a picture of it, sent it to me saying LOL, and somehow accidentally sent it to my dad.
The dad.
Bye.
It's always the worst person possible. It's always
the freaking dad. Yeah. Remember the girl who sent a nude to her father-in-law?
Horrible. I will never forget the girl who sent the voicemail of her pooping. Do you remember that one? You guys need to go listen to our old accidental text one where it was like a voicemail. You could hear her pooping.
You're like grunting. I'm done.
To like her friend's dad or something bad like that. Ooh, that sends a shiver down my spine. Meant to send my dad a screenshot of the new Jimmy John's sandwich, but sent that poor man a nude instead. Didn't realize for hours too. Yeah, that's also why you got to have like your photos somewhere else, not just in your camera roll.
No, absolutely not. My ex-roommate was being super rude and petty to me the whole day, so naturally I had to complain about it to my mom, or so I thought. I typed out a huge paragraph explaining what she did all day and sent it to my roommate instead of my mom. We still haven't recovered.
Oh, are they still roommates? And they were roommates.
Oof, I don't know. I feel like there's no recovering from something like that.
No.
You know how sometimes it's like, I've even thought about this. I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say in words, but when you talk crap about someone and you're like, even if you still like, I mean, it doesn't sound to me like she even likes this person, but if you're talking about someone who you like, but they're doing something that annoys you and you're just like talking about it to like your friend or your husband, you're like, this is so annoying. But if they heard you say that, they would be like,
you're mean.
I literally don't want to be friends with you anymore.
Yeah, like you're mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's like, you still like them. You're just annoyed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it just like ruins everything.
It ruins everything. Yeah. It's like, no, no,
especially
no, wait.
Because the way that you're talking, you're not talking like how you would talk to them.
Exactly.
You're just like saying whatever.
Yes. Oh. So it's like your most vulnerable thoughts, like you just being so annoyed, saying to your mom all this stuff, paragraphs being like, and again,
well,
I don't
if it's paragraphs, it must be something.
Yeah. I don't think it's.
You still haven't recovered.
I don't think you're, you know, meant to be best friends anyway, but I'm
now,
just
how
saying.
Do you even, like, what happens after that? You just like go into their room, like,
sorry.
Don't look at your phone. Oof. In high school, my ex-boyfriend's friend invited me over to his house to swim. I was under the impression that it was a group thing, and it was actually a one-on-one thing.
Huh? While she was dating the guy? Yeah. Or after she'd already broken up and he was already her ex?
My ex-boyfriend's friend. Yeah.
So maybe they had already broken up. But it's his friend.
Yeah. So we swim and then he wants to watch a movie. Instead of being honest with him, I make up not feeling well and then leave. On my way home, I meant to text my ex to tell him that his friend tried to creep on me and that I had to lie to get out of it. And of course, I send it to the friend.
That's bad.
That's bad.
That one's really bad.
That's really bad. And kind of embarrassing for him because he's like, oh, I'm caught.
Yeah.
Like she's going to tell him.
And also like you lied to get out of hanging out with me and you think I'm
bad.
A creep.
So awesome. Bad. I feel like the last thing a guy wants to be called is a creep.
You know what? But I saw this TikTok and this girl was saying, like, if you're a normal guy, you're not going to get called a creep.
Yeah.
If you're a creep, you're going to get called a creep. Yeah. Like, that's the only time that's happening.
Yeah. That's very true.
You know, she was saying because this guy had made a TikTok and he was like, oh, so now if we approach girls, like, we get called creepy. Da, 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 da. Like, aren't you flattered? It's like, no, if a normal guy approaches someone, it's not creepy.
Yeah.
If a creepy guy approaches you, it is.
You're creepy.
So if you're being told that,
you're creepy.
You are creep.
You're a creep.
That is such a like mean word.
Even if I got called a creep, I would be like, that is the meanest thing I've ever been called.
For sure. Chelsea, I got told the meanest thing I've ever been told.
I don't know if it was ruder than the Prudence thing. I'm sorry if you're listening to this. If you tell me I look like someone, they better be more attractive than me and they better be like nice. They better not be somebody who's like a horrible person and is like not attractive. I'm not trying to be mean. That's just my opinion. Like, no. Tell me I look like Bella Hadid or Kendall Jenner or freaking what's her name? Megan Fox. And I know that you're lying to me, but I appreciate the compliment. That's a compliment. Don't tell me I look like.
Oh, don't worry. Ned from Try Guys
Yeah.
is mine lately. I've been told that multiple times.
That's what I'm saying. Don't say that. Keep it to yourself.
Okay, no, but someone recently commented it was a fake account. And they go, mid, like you're mid, basically. And it's like me showing my outfit, like trying to be so cute. They go mid, looks like the girl who was always sticky at lunch. Chelsea, that's bad. That's one of the worst insults. I'm like, you got me with that one. Honestly, no, normally I don't give a shiz, but you got me with that one.
Especially because that's your worst fear is like,
oh, I hate syrup. Being sticky. You know me. You know me. I have a phobia.
JC will literally be like, does my hair smell like maple syrup? I'm like, JC, why would it smell like maple syrup? She's like, smell it. If I ever want to pull a prank on you, I could just be like, oh my gosh.
No, you've done like- that before, you brat. She goes, oh, your hair kind of smells like syrup. I literally gasped. I go, oh, Chelsea. Because not I'll tell you why. My hair picks up scents. I've told this before and I'll say it again. Yeah. Panda Express. Yeah. I haven't gone in there in years, but my hair will pick up Panda Express. Mm-hmm. Of course, Campfire. Yeah. I think everyone's does. But these are my least favorite. Panda Express, Campfire, and maple syrup.
Yeah.
If I eat pancakes, I'm doomed.
It's so weird. This
I will eat pancakes
scent.
And then shower.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared my hair is going to pick up
I'm
on it.
Dead. The sticky girl at lunch.
Like, has there ever been a worse insult?
No. Honestly, like, you don't even block that person because it's like, okay.
No, I didn't. I'm like, you got me.
You done got me.
You got me. I have something controversial to say.
What?
I've been blocking people who don't get my don't get sarcasm.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They'll comment something that's like not even rude. They'll just be like,
huh?
Or they'll think I'm they'll comment on the Kendall Jenner thing and be like, girl, she doesn't know who the F you are. Da da da. And I'm like, you're blocked. Like, you don't get it.
You're blocked.
You know what I mean? No, it's like you're not that mean. You just do not get it.
No.
And therefore you will be blocked.
100%. That's what this girl, like, also, if you commented this, I still love you, and we can work on this, okay? I haven't blocked you yet, but you're this close. Because she commented on my birthday post. She said, no offense.
No, worst way to start it.
Yeah, so I already know it's going to be someone bad. You really remind me of Prudence from Bridgerton. Again, not in a mean way, just an observation. I'm like, okay, well, first if you have of all, to clarify, no birthday cake, no confetti, no wishing of a happy birthday.
If you have to clarify twice that it's not supposed to be offensive, don't say it.
So I looked her up on Google and I was like,
the Prudence girl?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. Like, she's, I don't want to be mean, but it's like in a subjective way, my personal opinion, I was like, I don't like, maybe I see it a little bit, but also I'm like, I think maybe she's like meant to look plain. In the, like, whatever. She didn't say the actress, mind you. She didn't say the actress.
She said the character.
She said the character Prudence. I asked, I've never seen Prudence. I asked Beth, I'm like, what's up with Prudence? Like, someone said they remind me of, essence. Yeah. My aura reminds them of Prudence. And Beth goes, oh, she's, like, kind of a hater. She's meant to be, like, this, like, the evil stepsister, and she married her cousin. I'm like, what? Cool. That is literally hateful. Like, I will literally, like, again,
you're
message me, we can,
hate crime.
And we can reconcile if you're listening, but that's a slippery slope, my friend. This was a text my boyfriend sent to his mom. Oh, I think I just did go, but whatever. I'm already a sentence deep. While him and I were mid-text convo, his mom texted him asking for us to join them for dinner later that night, to which my boyfriend accidentally responded, sexy time later.
Shiz.
She jokes about it to their whole family to this day, saying, yeah, they were too busy to join us, and I turn bright red every time. Love his mom, so it's a good story, and so glad he actually sent that and not accidentally sent that and not me. Oh, like she didn't send that to me.
Yeah, that would be way worse.
Anyways, love listening to you both. Always looking forward to my Tuesday morning walks. Oh, I love joining you guys on your morning walks.
Same. So fun. Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
At least the mom sounds like she's a good sport about it and doesn't really care, which is great. Mm-hmm. I had just went on this super fun date with this boy, and after we had a very steamy makeout. After the date, I wrote out a huge long story to my friend about how I met the boy, how I know he liked me, how good of a kisser he was, what I read about him on Google.
No!
I'm done.
Google!
Sent the text message only to realize that the huge four paragraph with bibliography text was sent to the boy and not my friend. He thought it was funny and sent me what he got off Google about me, so it all worked out.
That's
okay,
sweet.
Matching energy. We love to see that.
I would run. No offense. But like if I got sent that, I'd be like, goodbye.
If someone had looked you up on Google?
Well, just like sent a whole like what's it called? Description
maybe
of
maybe not if you liked them though.
That's true. It depends. If he's a creep, yeah, then I'm gone. Yeah. If he's not a creep, that's true. That's a good vibe. Which obviously you guys vibed.
Yeah.
So you guys had the same energy. I'm happy for you, is what I'm trying to say. May is literally around the corner and May Day, May Day. Oh, I didn't realize May Day. It is also Mother's Day. And now that I'm a mother, my expectations are high for Mother's Day.
Are you expecting me to get your Mother's Day gift?
Like, is that a thing? No.
Okay.
I mean, it won't hurt, but...
You know, Mother's Day for the people around you. I don't know.
Everybody that knows me needs to get me a present. And you know where you can go to get me a present is Macy's.com. And I'm going to tell Nick to listen to this episode so that he knows where to go to get me a nice little Mother's Day present because Case cannot type or search yet. So Macy's, you guys, they have everything under the sun. They have beauty. They have, or I guess beauty and makeup are the same thing. They got makeup. They got clothes. They got appliances,
accessories.
You think it, they got it. So don't forget to pick up the perfect gift for your mom, maybe for your grandma, yourself, or a friend. And luckily for you, Macy's has got you covered. So go to their gift finder and you guys can find amazing gifts at any price.
Yes, if you're looking for like some cozy slippers, which I think is a great Mother's Day gift, like slippers or pajamas, always a win for under $25. Or if you want to treat her to something more luxe, like some Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses. They have like espresso makers, top-notch cookware, and lots of makeup, like we mentioned. So, you know, you can get her a MAC lipstick set, a Drybar hair dryer, or a Steve Madden handbag if she's a fashion girly. They've also even got like Godiva, you know, for the foodie, Fitbits for your gym buddy, Philosophy perfume for the beauty obsessed. I actually want to try Philosophy perfume. Have you ever tried it?
Mm-mm.
I heard it smells extremely good. So head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder to make this Mother's Day an especially memorable one. Again, that is Macy's.com/giftfinder. Go check it out. They have gifts at any price and they're really awesome. You can get it for your mom, grandma, yourself, or a friend. Go check it out.
Do not skip this ad or you will literally get regret
bad luck.
It.
Yeah. You'll get bad luck for 6 years.
And you will be spending more money on clothes than you need to, okay? If you're like me and you like to have a freaking new outfit for every occasion, which is just an unhealthy, like, capitalist mindset, but, you know, we're trying to reduce our, what's it called, like a footprint or reduce our mm-hmm. amount of waste, this is the answer. Newly. I wanted to shout it from the rooftops because truly Newly
freaking best
is the best. So when I was pregnant, it was so frustrating because you want to be cute and you want to feel cute, but you also want to be comfortable, but you also don't want to spend money on maternity clothes. Newly has like a whole maternity section that you can literally rent the clothes. You get them for a month and you can send them back and it's the easiest process ever. The clothes are super cute. They have amazing brands. Like you can get House of Sunny. You can get Selkie dresses. You can get lots of stuff from Urban Outfitters, Free People. Whenever people ask me like, where is this from? Most of the time I'm like, I rented it from Newly. Like,
yes.
You can literally get it after me.
It's the best thing ever. And we've used this for What We Said shoots. Yes. I recently went to Leif's cousin's wedding. I wore this really cute green dress that I got from Newly. Like, they have so much.
That's where you
stuff.
Found your green pants.
Oh, the green pants that Kendall Jenner copied. Hello. Those are from, that's how where I got them from Newly. And I kept them, which you can do. Yes. Like if you're obsessed with something, you can pay for it and mm-hmm. keep it, which I did. So every Newly subscription includes your choice of any 6 styles you want to rent each month. You choose whatever you want for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 300 brands. They have a range of sizes from petite to plus sizes up to 5X. They carry labels like For Love and Lemons, Love Shack Fancy, Lisa Says Ga, Free People, Anthropology, and so many more.
Also, I have to say what I do love about Newly as well is they have a lot of people will leave reviews and even post pictures of them wearing it.
Yes, I love that.
And talk about how it fits. So you're like, they're like, oh, order up or order down. And so you can get like the perfect fit for you.
Yes. They have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Newly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. So no laundry for you to worry about. And you can have the option to buy what you love, like I mentioned, at a discount, sometimes up to 75% off. Newly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the new season. You can rent that floral sweater you're dying to try, but would live on the hanger half the year if you bought it. Stock up on a new spring dress for every event. Trial the spring trends without feeling the fast fashion ick. Newly has your spring wardrobe on lock. And there are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or anything. So if you lose a button or spill something on it, they get it, which is amazing. Nuuly's already a great value at $88 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with code WHATWESAID20. Just go to Nuuly, which is Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code WHATWESAID20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code WHATWESAID20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hello, you angel women. I am a new What We Said committed listener. Did we ever push record?
Yes, of course.
Oh, gosh.
Don't worry.
Just sent a shiver down my spine. I think you pushed it. So I think just so used to pushing it that I like.
No, I check every 5 seconds. Don't worry. I get terrified.
Okay. Hello, you angel women. I am a new What We Said committed listener, and your new podcast feels like a hug. Aw, that's so nice.
That makes me happy.
Anyways, I'm the dumbest bitch alive.
Mood.
After having a really hurtful and invasive interaction with a friend, I'll call her Sarah, I was so infuriated, so I sent my other friend, let's call her Maddie, a long, angry, low-key, brutal voice memo.
Not
the angry voice memos. About how upset I was and how horrible of a friend Sarah was. I mean, tore her to shreds. But you guessed it. She does the heart eyes and the hearts around the face emoji. I actually sent the voice memo to Sarah. Heart, 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 heart. Rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. Sparkly.
Oh.
Like she's saying.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Sarcasm.
No need to explain.
Oh, you don't understand.
No need to explain. I think it's funny.
I owned up to it and I was like, yeah, so you weren't supposed to hear that, but it's all true. So
with the kissy face. Oh, savage. Wow.
Let's just say I have disabled the voice memo function on my phone because of this and should probably stick to the carrier pigeon as my sole source of communication.
If you take thing away from this episode listening, you got to be really careful about the voice memo thing.
Yes.
You got to be so careful when you're sending texts not to click the little microphone thing.
Mm-hmm.
We all know I have made this mistake before,
seriously.
Ladies. And it was not good.
No. And it brought me into it. I was also talking in the background of that one as well. Remember?
Yikes. We were talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. That's even worse.
That is actually bad. Hold on. Is it what I'm thinking it was? I need to know which person it was about. But we can't talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah, I'll tell you after.
That's actually probably so annoying for the listeners.
I'll tell you guys after.
No, you know what's a problem with podcasting is what I've realized is there are certain people who are super, like they'll say anything on their podcast. They'll say names or they'll maybe not say names, but they'll give exact scenarios of things that's happened with their friends or like people that are close to them or their family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so intriguing. It's so interesting. But here's the thing. Whenever you talk about something that basically you
it's
and
super your close to you.
Yeah. You and your real life have to deal with the consequences.
Exactly.
Like it's fun for everyone else to listen.
It's
but
a sacrifice.
That person calls you out or will be like, wait, why did you say that? Or like, wait, we've had that happen a ton to us. Not even people being mad, but people writing, texting us and like apologizing me. Like, yeah. I heard you said that on the podcast. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so sorry that I did that. Like stuff I've talked about from high school. And I'm like, no, it's fine. Like I don't need an apology. I have no bad blood with anyone. Yeah. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
No, 100%.
So,
I know. Sorry. Some things you have to keep private for literally their sake.
Yes.
And yours. Unfortunately. Yeah. We try and give you as much tea as possible without exploitation.
Exactly.
Exploiting people who did not give permission to be exploited.
Yeah. We should start telling maybe more stories from our personal life and just switching out names and...
Or maybe we write in.
Ooh, that's good.
And maybe we've already done that.
Maybe one
whole episode.
No. One, it's all just us. One story per episode is one of us, but we don't say.
How are we gonna react to that? We're like, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
That is too crazy. You should dump him.
Okay.
See, I even feel that with my toxic ex.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say daddy issues, like there's certain things I don't really talk about that much on the anywhere,
yeah,
because I feel like I'm scared.
It's too close.
I'm scared. It's too close to home. I'm like, somehow this is gonna get back to someone.
Yep.
And I'm gonna have to deal with the consequences in real life, and they're gonna be like, why are you talking about that publicly?
Exactly.
And I'm gonna be like, great,
yeah, for content,
yeah. Hey queens, so this is not one I sent, but the worst text and mother-in-law moment I have experienced. When I gave birth to my son this last December, we sent a text saying that he was born and saying that we'd ask that they don't share pictures of him until we give the okay. In the past, my mother-in-law shared pictures of my daughter and her birth before I even got to meet her. With a heart around her
face. We got to meet her.
Like, maybe they, like, pulled her away and she had to go to the NICU. Or I don't know.
Like, meet the baby.
Yeah, meet the baby.
Yeah, I thought you meant the mother-in-law.
She'd already shared photos of the birth and her daughter.
That's a big no.
So we wanted to be clear with our expectations. My mother-in-law sent a text to the family group chat about how controlling and awful I am and that I don't allow her to be excited about her babies and that I take the joy out of their lives. The text was meant to be sent to her best friend, so I saw it and so did everyone else in the family. Sent it to the family group chat. That's bad.
But also, like, exposes her as being, like, that's worse for her, the mother-in-law, because she just looks horrible.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's one of those things where it's like, you can't recover.
No.
What are you supposed to do?
You take the joy. I just birthed you a grandchild and I take the joy out of your life? Sounds like you can do that fine on your own.
Yeah. It's just, it's done.
No. You're done.
You're done.
This is my last one. Hello, ladies. Love ya and your hard work. Okay, I'll be short and sweet. I was 18, female, preparing to leave on a mission, texting the stake president's secretary to set up an interview, also texting my BFF. Anyways, I was about to hop into the shower when I got a text from said friend asking what I was doing. I showered, got out, replied to my friend, "I'm wet and naked. What are you doing?" Trying to be funny, and literally is my BFF who's dealt with my sick ass for years. Literally, Beth gives me all the cuss words. She's gold. I finished getting ready and finally realized she never replied. Found that weird. Checked why she hadn't responded, only to see I sent that text to state president's secretary.
That is next like, level.
We're going to revoke your papers.
Yeah, you will not be going on a mission.
I died and went to heaven. JK. However, I was mortified and apologized profusely. Did meet him later on. Still wish I'd died and gone to heaven. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my last one. Church stuff is also the worst, like sending something to a bishop or something. That's pretty bad. Hi, JC and Chelsea. When I was a sophomore in college, the voice memo feature on iMessage had just been released. One morning, I woke up in my dorm room to a sweet good morning text from my then boyfriend. I was so groggy and clumsily tried to text him back when I felt a fart coming. I let it rip and didn't realize my finger was holding down the voice memo button. I had no idea how to use the feature yet and accidentally sent the recording. When I listened to it back, it perfectly captured my giant fart.
Stop.
I can't explain the feeling of terror.
I'm literally going to poop my pants. I have to go back. Like, we have to take a break. Give me 1 second.
I need to go ASAP. But as she was talking about it, I was making it work. Chelsea, we're keeping this in the podcast. That's fine. Are you back and okay?
I'm okay, everyone. Don't worry.
Woo!
Feel much better now.
Okay, perfect. I think,
just start over
ripped,
a little bit.
No, she did the fart. She accidentally sent it. She said, when I listened back to it, it perfectly captured my giant fart. I can't explain the feeling of terror that rushed through my body, but luckily he didn't realize what it was. I ended up telling him because I thought it was so funny. Every time I think about it, I die laughing.
Oh my gosh.
The funniest part about this is imagining him being like, good morning, babe, like da da da, and then just reply. Like, it's
literally.
Oh, that's so good. Well, thank you guys for writing in your trauma so we can laugh as usual.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you guys taking the time to write your stories, relive that, and, you know, for our benefit.
Yeah. Thank you for being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Are you bored?
No. I always yawn at least once in every podcast episode. I don't know why. We can't leave you guys with a short episode right after we just asked for your opinion.
Literally.
And then we give you the shortest episode that we've ever done. So we're going to end by talking about something that has been on my mind. And also if you have any other last thoughts, Chelsea. Okay. When we were at the pool today, I was talking a little bit about this, but I made a TikTok recently and I was like, if you don't get my humor, it's actually not offensive or insulting at all. It just, because you obviously have really bad taste.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that in and of itself was a joke.
Yeah.
You know, that's the case in point, mm-hmm. my humor. But at the same time, is it really just a joke? This is what I was thinking about. You know, why are we mad when people don't get us? I'm not talking about me and you specifically. I'm just saying in general, I feel like you know, when anyone posts a video, if they get a mean comment or in real life, if they get something mean said to them, like, it's offensive, right? It's mm-hmm. like, oh, that I wish they didn't say that. Why did they say that? Racking your brain. When you need to understand, they don't get you, obviously.
Yeah.
They don't get your humor, whatever it is. Like, I'm just thinking of people leaving comments or reviews or something where I'm like, wow. Again, it's not that I think I'm better than everyone, but it's like, you clearly don't
get
me or understand like my intentions or who I am. But therefore, why would I care? You know, why would I let that get to me? If I wouldn't vibe with you in real life and I don't like, you know, we don't like each other, like, why am I taking your...
Yeah, if you don't like me.
Feedback or comment as anything. It's like, oh, you obviously don't get me, so moving on kind of thing. And I don't know, the reason I'm sharing that is because I feel like it's relatable to anyone. It doesn't just have to be if you're an influencer who gets hate comments. It's just like, in general, even if people don't get why you make a certain decision, like you decide you want to, I'm just making something up, like move out of your hometown and do this and that, and people around you are like, why would you do that? It's like, they don't get it and they don't have to get it. And just do you and surround yourself, you know, you can surround yourself with people who believe or who think all kinds of different things. They don't have to get every single part of you. But we also just shouldn't expect that. And we shouldn't take offense to it, I guess. And that's been something I've been internalizing recently.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, oh, why would I care? Like, we obviously wouldn't be friends in real life. So if you're saying that to me, like, the people whose advice I want to take are people who are really close to me in real life, who know me personally, who understand and get me. They are the ones who are equipped to give me advice that I feel like would be sound.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. Just do your thing with your people.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I hate to relate this back to the BTS concert, but that's like literally the vibes I was getting at the concert. I'm just like, people are just here like vibing out with their people who are nerding out about the same things that they like. And they're just like, I'm owning it. This is what I like. I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if you don't get it. Like,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is my thing and I like it. And I was kind of like, me and my sister were just embracing it. Like, we were just like fangirling all weekend and kind of same thing. Like, we're like, we're literally two adults. I have my, we had Case in his stroller going to the pop-up and I'm like kind of joking like, oh, Case, we came here for you because it's really just like toys and like knickknacks with like all their faces like, on
this
it.
This is why we're here.
Yeah, like for my baby. But we were just kind of embracing, like, we're fangirls. We're going to go to their pop-up. We're going to wear shirts with their faces on it. We're going to scream. We're going to, like, just embrace it. And, like, there's nothing embarrassing about it. It's fun. It's fun to just have fun, do your thing, like what you like. Who cares if other people don't like it?
It's so fun. I feel the same way. Again, I'm relating it back to the Suns. But I remember getting a message last time we were in the playoffs and we went to the finals and whatever. And I posted about it. And this girl was like, it's honestly so cringe that you, like, when you guys talk about the Suns on the podcast, like, you don't know anything about basketball and da-da-da, went on and on and on, like, literally a paragraph. And at the time, I was so annoyed. I'm like, why do you care? But now, even now, I feel like just, you know, the older you get, you unlock new levels of, I guess, thought and understanding, and you're kind of just like, whatever, it doesn't matter that much. But that's an example of someone not being able to have fun themselves and not being able to just let people enjoy what they enjoy. Like, why does it matter if, what, because we're girls, we can't like basketball, we can't know anything about it,
because
we
talk didn't play basketball, because like
why can't we just think it's fun to watch the Suns because we're from Phoenix and we love that they're doing well, and we love Devin
and we
Booker.
Like to look them up on Wikipedia to see when they were born, where were they, where they're from, what they're like, what their family's like.
Like to stalk them on Instagram.
Literally.
But it's like, who cares? That's fun. And I think the same thing with girls who are too scared to post on TikTok, like their outfits, because it's like, oh, that's cringe.
Yeah.
Why is it cringe? Like, why is it cringe to just let people enjoy what they
also
like?
I think maybe it was Indie Blue who was saying this, or she reposted something. It's like, if you're cringing, that has way more to do with you. The fact that you're cringing at something, that something's making you uncomfortable. Like, maybe you should look at why you're cringing.
Exactly. And I think that's with the girl who messaged me about the basketball thing. It's like, why are you so triggered by the fact that I'm having fun watching a basketball game?
Yeah.
That is something to look inward.
Exactly.
Exactly what you're saying. It's like, if you're feeling so annoyed by that, I don't get it.
Yeah. Also, speaking of the Suns, maybe that's why we haven't talked about it, because we were coming off a loss last night.
Yeah. But hopefully, but at this point, we've won all of the rest of the games. Devin Booker got injured. Well, a maybe injury.
Mm-hmm.
He was having hamstring tightness, and he was on fire for the first half of the game.
He was on fire.
And then this happened, and I'm not putting any negative energy out there. No. I'm going to say it's no biggie, but it was
it's
so sad.
No big deal.
It was a bummer.
Yeah, it was a bummer. But hopefully they make it to the finals and they win. They take home the gold.
I'm manifesting it. I already know they will.
Nice.
It's not a think. It's a no.
Nice. I hope.
That would be so awesome.
I really hope. I got a new vintage sun shirt.
You did?
It just came in the mail from Grailed, that site that you're telling me about.
Oh, I want to see it.
It's really cute.
Cute.
Well, I feel like that was that.
That was that on that.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. At this point, will we have already talked at the conference?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I always forget to mention this in the beginning of the episodes, but we are speaking at the Social Icon Conference. I don't know if you can still get tickets, but if you can, we'll link it in the description.
It's going to be this upcoming Saturday, I think. Yeah. Or Friday.
Yeah, it's really soon. It's in a few days. And we are basically doing a live podcast. We're talking all about kind of more on the behind the scenes end, like marketing and creating a brand and
name growing
our podcast, all that stuff. So it's going to be really fun. And there's some other awesome influencers and people that will be there. Indie Blue, Tessa, my friend Christine. Like, I don't know everyone, but those are just a few of the people that I know that are like speaking or they're on a panel. And I'm excited to go to it in general.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to learn so much. So if you guys are in Salt Lake or if you can make it out there and you're interested in all this type of stuff, it's going to be super valuable and cool. So make sure you get your tickets. Go follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. Also, if you guys on Spotify now, you can give ratings. It's like not a whole review, so you don't have to write anything or, you know, takes a long time. You literally just push how many stars you give us. So if you want to give us a rating on Spotify, go ahead and do that. We'd really, really appreciate it. Those little things, like, you guys don't understand how much of a difference those little things, writing us review or rating the podcast and stuff, it really helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we just appreciate it so much. So,
yes.
We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Bye.